Letting out my genius. Letting out my genius. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Letting out my genius. How do I let out my genius? How do I let it free and let it go and let it be who I really am? How do I let my genius fly through my life as the beacon of wonder and magic that I am? Oftentimes, we hide our genius because we're afraid that if we pretend to demonstrate it, that people will think not kindly of us. And the big point is, we must do what we must do because that's who we are. We must do what we must do because that is our nature. That is our reality. That is who we are. Now, who are we? Who are we? What is our genius? Do you know what your genius is? Are you able to let out your genius? Am I able to let out my genius? Genius comes in many areas of our ability. It comes in a total expression of absolute ability to accomplish whatever goal we have in mind. Now, sometimes we may struggle a little bit. An artist struggles at being a genius, and he goes through various periods, he goes through various training programs and learning how to be an artist of whatever skill he has. The great Michelangelo, he went through artistic school as an apprentice, and he learned how to do paintings, and he learned how to do sculpture, and he learned how to do all those things. He learned the basic tenets of his craft. A great musician learned that. Now, there are exceptions, and one exception might be our friend Mozart. Mozart, at the age of 3, he picked up his father's violin and began to play it beautifully, wonderfully. And his father was chagrined, to say the least, that this young child would play with his instrument for the first thing and play it so beautifully. But we all have that ability within us. We all have the ability within us to play as Mozart played from the very beginning. But whatever his inhibitions may have been, they were released, and he was able to do it. Many of our autistic children have that ability to do great and wonderful things, and the inhibition that would keep them from doing it is not there. Oh, they may have other inhibitions, other areas where they want to improve, but the thing is, in certain areas, they shine forth beautifully. Now, you and I can do the same thing. Perhaps not with the skill of a Mozart or an autistic child, but with the skill gained by our realization, I can do it. If we just take our ability, just take our interest, and apply it, we'll find that it is truly our genius. We can go out and do many wonderful things. Now, there are many times that we'll have failures. Many times we'll be trying, like Edison with his light bulb, many, many things he tried. And each one that he tried, he set aside. And he went on with new opportunities to test out his theory of light. And he finally succeeded. And he succeeded very well. And, as we are told, because of his argument, he did not make it into the AC. He did not make it into the DC, which would have been a most efficient, beneficial current as is used in Europe. He made it into the AC current. And that is okay, but it's not the highest and the best. It's very good. Oh my goodness, it's very good. We are using that everywhere here in our United States. Now, what is that all about? What is letting out my genius? Does letting out my genius mean that I can be totally, absolutely everything that I am and and be it right now, and that I can be wonderful and fantastic and glorious? Or does it mean that I am just a little bit of a genius, just a little bit of a wunderkind, just a little bit of an expression of who and what I am? We hear about Shakespeare, but we wonder who the man was. Many people try to say they were the man because they had certain writing skills that sort of were similar to Shakespeare's, but truly the man Shakespeare is not known to us at all. Truly the man Mozart is not known to us at all. The people who write the life story, who write the biography of Mozart, want to put in his humanness. They want to put in his attitudes toward life, and that he wanted to do this. They didn't even know what he had in his mind. What he had in his mind was whenever music was coming into his consciousness, he had to write it down note perfect. Whenever music came into his consciousness and he was with a group of friends, he gave a beautiful performance. Just like Mario Lanza, in singing many songs and doing many things, when he was with a group of people, he always sang with the gusto and with the enthusiasm of the voice that was born in him. Do we have such a genius, such a voice born in us? Yes, we do. Do we use it? No, we don't. Because we think it's only a little bit of a voice. We think we can only be an ordinary singer, an ordinary vocalist. We don't believe that we have a voice that wants to shine out and glorify the world and the music that it's singing. We can. We can do that very well, and some people do. Now, the difference between letting a genius out and not letting a genius out is being our fulfilled self and not being our fulfilled self. If we are our fulfilled self, we are doing it in many, many areas. We've learned to understand that the master Michelangelo, the master painting the Sistine Chapel and doing all these things, where did he get the ideas to do it? Did the Pope tell him what to do? Did the church tell him what to do? Or did he know in his heart? Did he know from his studies? Did he know from his revelation of what he believed and what he knew to be true? And was that what he created on the Sistine Chapel? Yes, that was what he created. And he created it so vividly, so beautifully, so wonderfully that it made many people unhappy because they felt he was too good and he was outshining them. And so they tried to put him down. But happily, it did not work. And today, long years after it was put up there, it remains a beautiful scene. A beautiful pictorial reference of the Bible by Michelangelo. How wonderful, how magical, how fantastic. What a great and beautiful thing that is. Yes, letting out our genius is not necessarily an easy street. It can be. It's an easy street when we just let go and be ourselves and follow what our heart tells us to do. When we listen to what other people say, guiding us along our path, we are going to be misguided. Not because they want an ulterior motive of putting us down or hurting us or stopping us, but because we have not gotten into full high gear and roared out with our idea and our dream and our goal. We can. We can. Letting out my genius means letting it out, releasing it, and letting it flow forth in my life, in my world, in my experience, so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, that all I do is a gloried expression of me. Will I be another Steve Jobs? No. but I am a Herb Byerly, and you are you. And today, let your light shine, let your genius shine, and be the magical being that you are now and forevermore. Know that as you walk your path, I love you. I love you. I love you.